USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The war in Ukraine is increasing radiation levels in the region. Ukraine's nuclear agency and interior minister on Friday said they were recording increased radiation levels from the site of Chernobyl nuclear power plant. The 1986 meltdown spewed radiation throughout the world with detectable levels found as far as the mountains outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. Experts at the state nuclear agency did not provide the exact radiation levels, but said the change was due to the movement of heavy military equipment and combat in the area lifting radioactive dust into the air. Ukrainian President Zelensky remains in Kyiv and is using Twitter to get his message out via a translator.
According to our information, the enemy has listed me as target number one and my family as target number two. They want to destroy the country politically, terminating the head of state.
The CDC will loosen its mask guidelines for Americans as soon as today. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Three Minneapolis police officers were found guilty of violating the civil rights of George Floyd.
Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in the May 25th, 2020 killing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Russia's violence against Ukraine has triggered sanctions against the country from Western leaders, but ejecting Russia from the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, or SWIFT, network could cripple Russia's economy. But on Thursday, the United States and the European Union opted not to cut Russia off from SWIFT at this time. Thanks for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the Russian war against its neighbor continues, Lviv, Ukraine resident and media spokesperson for Lviv, Melania Podolyak on Fox News, gives her account.
The last 24 hours have been extremely difficult, and that has actually nothing to do with being here on the ground. Everything is relatively okay here, except for the air raid sirens that we heard every morning, but we are prepared. People know what to do, so it's fine. We have run into more issues concerning supplying our military and whatnot. I am currently helping fundraising for Ukrainian military, and we've run into an issue of Patreon blocking one of the pages, one of our biggest military funds charity that we have all been collecting money for. So that was a problem. Then also an issue of radioactive dust being risen by the military equipment in the region has been quite stressful around here even, but we're again staying calm and hoping for the best. People are collected. People are relatively calm. Yes, there are lines to ATMs and banks, and that is completely justified. However, there's produce in the stores, so we are getting prepared, basically.
President Biden on Thursday levied more economic and technology sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ordering the deployment of thousands of additional troops to NATO-allied Germany, and declaring that America will stand up to Russia's Vladimir Putin. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.